sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of this show this Wednesday, August 27, 2025 edition. Again, I want to mention, because this just took me totally by surprise, looking at this envelope, this mailing I got. I mentioned it in the first hour, second hour as well. But I got a letter at the P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629, made out to Michigan Broadcasters, LLC. The outside of the envelope didn't have a return address, no name, no address, don't have any idea where this came from. Went ahead and opened it. Says, Randy, I haven't listened in quite some time to your show, but I tuned in the other day and heard you talking about the lawsuit that is being filed against you guys. Someone is looking out for you. Keep on trucking, as will I. Yours always, a patriot. Inside this handwritten note was not one, but two $500 money orders. And in the area where you're supposed to put your name and address as to who purchased the money orders, he put a concerned patriot in Chippewa County. And I got to tell you, when I opened it and I saw this note and I saw those two $500 money orders, I teared up. I was like, you know what? This is what this show is all about. This is the people that we're reaching. These are the people that listen to the show. And even though he doesn't listen every day, he heard me talk about this lawsuit that we're involved in. Tom Moran and his company, Moran Ironworks, is suing me and this show, as well as my wife, Victoria Bishop, personally, and her company, Michigan Broadcasters, LLC, who own the radio station. Our attorney has told us it's a frivolous lawsuit. They're using lawfare against you to basically shut you down, get you off the air, bankrupt the radio station, and get you off the air. That's basically what they're doing. Well, a week from this Friday, on September 5th, I'm going to be giving a deposition. A week from Labor Day, September 8th, Vicky has to go and be deposed by Tom Rand's attorney regarding this lawsuit. And I have it all spelled out on a website, a give, send, go. If you'd like more information, you want to help, you want to donate like this patriot did, text me legal. And I'll send you the link to the give, send, go. The whole story is listed there. You can donate online, or you can mail checks or money orders to the P.O. Box in Elk Rapids like this person did, and help us pay for our legal defense. I greatly appreciate it. And I talk about it because this donation to this legal defense fund, this one really touched me. I know many of you have also donated. I greatly appreciate it. But this just took me totally by surprise. And whoever this concerned patriot is in Chippewa County, thank you very much. Michigan Department of Board of Education. We're going to talk about that story next. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. The Michigan State Board of Education voted to extend a job offer for the job of state superintendent to Dearborn School Superintendent Glenn Maleko. after conducting final interviews at a special meeting yesterday. Republican members Nikki Snyder and Tom McMillan, as well as one Democrat, Mitchell Robinson, were no votes on Maleko. Harrison Community Schools Superintendent Judy Walton and a former Virginia State Superintendent Lisa Coons were brought back for second interviews along with Maleko. The Democrat Robinson backed Judy Walton, Harrison Community Schools Superintendent. And Snyder said Maleko was not even prepared for his final interview this morning. Snyder said, the reality is when you've got two really strong candidates that are very clearly setting themselves apart and we don't give them our support, that's something that we're going to be accountable for as a board. McMillan said he voted no because honestly he didn't like any of the finalists and thought they were all too secretive and really didn't care about parents. Board of Education President Pamela Pugh, by the way, she's running for a Senate seat, said the next steps would be to finalize the contract with Maleko and to set contract terms, compensation, and length of the term. The contract is going to be scheduled for approval at the next September 9th board meeting. After the contract approval, the candidate would meet with the board during an open session to develop the entry plan, performance indicators, as well as discussing his knowledge of the job. If everything works out, Maleko will take his seat by October 14th. That's when a board meeting is scheduled to replace outgoing retiring State Superintendent Michael Rice. Hugh said, we did not think that we would be able to move at this speed and that we've been able to move at and doing it in a very thoughtful, meticulous way. And I want to thank the board members for your cooperation. Kind of interesting, the process, and honestly, the lack of really qualified, in my opinion, candidates to be the state superintendent of the Michigan Department of Education. The Democrats control that board, and so it's not really surprising who they picked and the direction they're going. Now, another story that caught my eye, and this is kind of interesting. Attorney General Dana Nessel reminded healthcare providers that they are well within their rights to provide gender-affirming care to children, regardless of what types of threats President Donald Trump is sending them. In a letter, which comes a day after the University of Michigan, under pressure from Trump, opted to discontinue gender-affirming care services out of its medical facilities. Well, Nessel said in response, the announcement from the University of Michigan that they will no longer provide their transgender patients with all of the healthcare options available is shameful, dangerous, and potentially illegal. What? She went on to say this cowardly acquiescence to political pressure from this president and his administration is not what patients have come to expect from this institution that has labeled itself, quote, the leaders and the best. And my department will be considering all of our legal options if they violate Michigan law. End quote, said Nessel. Well, first of all, a little background. Dana Nessel went to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Number one, remember her being totally drunk at a University of Michigan football game? She was so intoxicated, folks, they had to actually bring a wheelchair to get her out of the stadium because she couldn't walk. And, of course, she's going to have this position because she's a lesbian. She's married to a woman. And she wants her university, University of Michigan Hospital, to continue providing gender-affirming care. Nestle said the Trump administration draws its power from the willingness of its targets. And to capitulate without a fight, abandoning their own principles and interests, and throwing disfavored populations under the bus. She said that the University of Michigan's health system is choosing to sacrifice the health, well-being, and possibly the lives of children to protect itself from an ear of an administration that oftentimes engages in unlawful actions itself. You know the biggest problem I have with this? The children. You're going to push your agenda onto kids before they even become adults. These puberty blockers, these surgeries, they're irreversible. The damage that is done to these young people because of your agenda, Dana Nessel, you are absolutely responsible for this. And you're going to use your office to fight. You're going to use your office to fight on this particular issue. Well, I'm glad the House Republicans cut your budget. Here is the main justification of some of the things she's pointing to. According to a 2023 study published by the University of Michigan's Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation, 25% of American youths live more than 4 hours from a closest clinic providing care for transgender youths. Previously, only 2% of gender youths face the same barriers to care. Studies have shown that transgender youths report experiencing higher rates of depression than those who are not cared for and are 7 times more likely to attempt suicide. Well, in response, Executive Director Erin Knott of the Equality Michigan applauded Nessel for using her voice and the power of her office to protect vulnerable youth. Vulnerable youth. Your words, lady, not mine. You darn right they're vulnerable. And you guys are the ones that planted the seeds that have made them vulnerable. 7 times more likely to attempt a suicide? Michigan is stronger because of Dana Nessel's unwavering commitment to justice and equality. Excuse me, but according to the President of the United States, DEI is dead. It's over with. You have to understand that this is no longer about pushing your agenda onto young people. As a result, funding from the federal government, the Washington spending plan, one big beautiful bill, no more money for diversity, equity, and inclusion. The woke agenda is over, and it's not being funded. And if you want your federal dollars to come to the University of Michigan, you're going to do basically what the president and the Republican majority in the House and the U.S. Senate say you're going to do, or you're not going to get the money. It's that simple. You want the dollars? You basically have to knock it off. and the University of Michigan is doing exactly that. Treasury is still using DEI. They now just call it something different. At the State Treasury Department, they have more management positions than actual employees. Three employees to every one manager. Unbelievable. Well, Treasury can call it something else other than DEI. We're on to them. We know exactly what they're doing, and it's got to stop. And this particular issue where federal dollars are funding these type of programs at the University of Michigan, honestly, Matt Hall, kind of somewhat disappointed, because I don't want any more state dollars to fund the University of Michigan, the Michigan State Spartans, Michigan State University, and Wayne State. There is no reason why taxpayer dollars should be funding University of Michigan, Michigan State University, Wayne State University any longer. They need to compete for students just like Hillsdale College. If you look at their unbelievable amount of money that they have in their accounts, endowment, trust funds, they don't need our state dollars. I say not only cut them off from Washington, cut them off from Lansing. Make them compete in a fair and open market and fund your universities with your own dollars. The endowment funds that you guys have are absolutely grossly despicable. You've got enough money. The interest alone could fund the schools. Without even touching the principal that's in those endowments, Ron Weiser, their former chair of the Michigan Republican Party, donated $50 million a few years back to that endowment fund from the University of Michigan. Other alumni, other donors have donated similar amounts of money. I don't even know how much money they have in their endowments, but it's ridiculous. So, good for you, Dana. Using your soapbox to get up there and do it. Absolutely. Well, there is one bill that the Senate Democrats passed in their budget that Speaker Matt Hall says absolutely has no chance of survival in the House. And it's going to affect your trash pickup. Yep, something as simple as that. This agenda by this governor and the Senate Democrats, well, Matt Hall and the Republicans are saying, sorry, not going to happen. So we're going to see where this goes. We'll talk about this story. Final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.